Videotape shot by an American television crew shows U.S. troops opening bunkers and finding barrels of apparent explosives at the Al-Qaqa facility south of Baghdad. The video was taken by a Minnesota affiliate of ABC News more than a week after the fall of Saddam Hussein. The new evidence strongly suggests that hundreds of tons of high explosives disappeared after the fall of Baghdad. The timing of looting at the facility has become a central issue in the final week of the presidential election. Joining me now is NPR's Eric Westervelt. Eric, you've seen the video and talked with the reporter who shot it. What more can you tell us?
Well, Renee, the video was taken by a veteran local TV cameraman and reporter from ABC affiliate KSTP in St. Paul, who were traveling with a battalion of the 101st Airborne Division in April of 2003. It was taken and aired back in Minnesota on April 18th. That's more than a week after Saddam Hussein's regime was overthrown. It shows U.S. soldiers using wire cutters to open sealed bunkers. Inside the bunkers are boxes, crates, and large barrels, Renee. And some are clearly labeled Al-Qaqa facility, and some are labeled in English and Arabic explosives and high explosives. I spoke with one of the journalists who took the video, Joe Caffrey, who said they went into half a dozen bunkers that day with a small group of soldiers from the 101st. Caffrey said the soldiers were not conducting any kind of official inspection. They simply had some downtime, Caffrey said, and they went out exploring. Now, weapons experts and former inspectors interviewed by the affiliate's parent network, ABC, and a former inspector interviewed by the New York Times, Renee, say the images appear identical to photos taken of the bunkers before the U.S. invasions, and UN weapons inspectors had sealed many of these bunkers before that invasion began.
And how do we know that this video was taken from this particular site?
Well, the images and the seals seem to match. David Kay, who once led the U.S. effort to search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and who has visited the Al-Qaqa site, told the New York Times, quote, "The photographs are consistent with what I know of Al-Qaqa. The damning thing is the seals," he went on. "The Iraqis don't use seals on anything. I'm absolutely sure that's an IAEA seal," end quote. Another weapons expert said the images of the bunkers clearly match, as do the barrels and the doors. In addition, the reporter for the ABC affiliate I spoke with said he took GPS coordinates that day to get back to their base camp if they should get lost. NPR has checked those coordinates he gave us with an independent satellite consultant, and they put the reporter inside the southeast corner of this facility. The reporter says they then drove 3 to 5 miles north further into it, and according to our expert we talked to, that places them deep inside the heart of the Al-Qaqa facility, if these coordinates he gave us are indeed correct.
And White House and Pentagon officials this week said that it would have been difficult for looters to take away such a large quantity of explosives after U.S. forces arrived there. Are Bush administration officials saying anything about this new video?
They haven't responded, Renee, yet to this new video. The Pentagon yesterday released one image taken by U.S. satellite or reconnaissance aircraft in the days before the war started. The image shows two trucks outside one of the many storage bunkers at Al-Qaqa, although it's not clear what those trucks were doing there. A Pentagon official said yesterday the image merely shows that there was Iraqi activity at the site before the war.
Thanks very much, Eric. NPR Pentagon correspondent Eric Westervelt.